Lakeland. Groups in St. Paul and Cold Lake are working together to offer residents a colorful cultural event this month. And while much FO the event will take place virtually, those who choose to take part will also be able to enjoy Indian cuisine while they watch a variety of entertainment on their screens. The Lakeland Multicultural Association, LMA, organized the first Diwali night in 2018. Linda Young and her family attended the event in Cold Lake the following year, and she says they were thrilled to enjoy the Indian cuisine portion of the evening. "We were so looking forward to attending again in 2020, but of course, COVID happened," says Young. Being creative and resourceful, the LMA organized a virtual Diwali event, offering residents in Cold Lake the opportunity to order takeout while enjoying the event safely from home. "It was a beautiful virtual celebration of Diwali, also called the Festival of Lights, which celebrates the victory of good over evil," recalls Young. But, living near St. Paul, there was one piece that Young says she missed from the event, the food. "While we enjoyed the performances and music entertainment immensely, we felt sad because we could not enjoy the Indian takeout option that viewers in Cold Lake were able to purchase." So Young, who is part of the St. Paul Multicultural Circle, decided to jump on board with the Cold Lake event, and bring Diwali night to St. Paul too. The event is set to take place on November 20th and Young has recruited a local resident, Mejibin Abbas, to cater food for those living in and around St. Paul. Those in Cold Lake will enjoy their meals catered by Tandoori Fusion, based out of St. Albert. This means that residents from nearby communities, from Ashmont to Myrna, will also be able to enjoy the delectable spices so characteristic of Indian cuisines, while we join in the online celebrations with our neighbors who live closer to Cold Lake, says Young. Young grew up in Singapore, and says eating is lovingly referred to as the national hobby. "To me, food is central. It is central to our being, our culture, our identity." In fact, one of the first events the Multicultural Circle hosted in St. Paul was a Christmas potluck dinner featuring dishes from a variety of cultures. Sharing food from different cultures is an excellent way for people to grow in their understanding and appreciation of other cultures, says Young, adding, "That is why bringing food into an event like this is so important." Kunal Jadhav is the president with the Lakeland Multicultural Association in Cold Lake. He compares Diwali to the celebrations of Christmas, and says the holiday is filled with gifts and sweet treats. Diwali was actually on November 4th, with November 5th being the Hindu New Year, but the organization chose to host the community event on November 20th so volunteers could enjoy the traditional holiday with family. After hosting the first two Diwali events in Cold Lake, Jadhav says organizers noticed that people were attending from outside the immediate area, such as Young and her family. He says having Young jump on board with the event has been an asset. Young says she is hopeful there will be increased interest in the Diwali night and the takeout food option, especially in St. Paul. "I hope that there will be a good amount of interest because the past year has been trying for so many people for so many reasons. Any celebration is a good thing." Dinner packages for the November 20th Diwali night are available for pre-purchase on the LMA website. Food must be pre-ordered by November 13th. Pickup for the takeout meals in St. Paul will take place on November 20th between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Manawanis Native Friendship Center. Dinner packages are $25 each. The cutoff date for Cold Lake food packages is November 18th. The pickup location will be the Cold Lake and District FCSS on November 20th. The online portion of the event is free to attend. "The St. Paul Multicultural Circle is always looking for volunteers," says Young, "and a few extra hands may be needed on November 20th. Those interested in getting involved with the St. Paul-based group can send an email to spmulticc@gmail.com in Cold Lake." Jadhav says they are also looking for more volunteers, specifically to help with their website, promotion, and general administrative duties. Culture Bags. The Culture Bags initiative is a second initiative started by the LMA that has been growing across the region. Once again, efforts have spread beyond Cold Lake, with pickup locations at the Bonneville and St. Paul libraries, along with the Cold Lake pickup locations at the FCSS office and the Cold Lake Public Library. This month, coordinating with the Diwali event, the Culture Bags feature India. The St. Paul Multicultural Circle stepped in to help with the craft side of the culture bags, which are mostly focused on families with children 12 years old and under. Residents interested in getting a culture back can contact the partner libraries and FCSS organizations. For more information on what the LMA has to offer, visit lakelandmulticultural.org/.